Begin the current daf, Masech Tzivachim daf Samach. Begin 13 lines down with the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues and culminates the discussion from the previous daf, and that is, the Gemara introduced Rav's teaching that Mizbech Shenifgam, if the Mizbech is deficient, something happens to it, it's not whole, then all the kachrim that are there are going to be pasul. On that, the reason why the Gemara introduced Rav's halacha was because it's actually based on the pasuk Vizavachta Olav Esolasecha Bishlamecha. Because that was the pasuk that we started off in the previous daf, before that, this sixth parak regarding kachrim that is slaughtered on top of the Mizbech, which that was based on Machlekes in the Mishnah of Bisim, Yisrael Behuda, on that Pasuk, the Zavachta, Olav, Esolasecha, Vishlamecha, Rav interpreted not just literally on top, but also because of the Mizbeach. That's going to be the validity of the Karbanos, the Mizbeach has to be whole. On that, the Gemara said, but Rav himself says, if you don't have the Mizbeach Hazav, the inner Mizbeach, the Keteris is going to be kosher. So why are Karbanos different? So the Gemara answered for Rav, that Damim is Shani. The bloods are different. Bloods of a carbon, although other elements of the carbon are valid without the Mizbeach itself, but the blood of the carbon, which is the primary atonement, that needs to have the blood thrown on the Mizbeach for it to be valid. And the Gemara said, just like we find like Rabbi Huda, which the previous stuff was discussing the Machlekes Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yisi regarding their interpretation of a pasuk Melachim Aleph by the inauguration of Shlomo HaMelech by the Beis HaMikdash, where there it says that the Mizbech was too small, so they sanctified the Azara. And what does that mean? According to Rabbi Huda, it meant that literally the Mizbech, even that of Shlomo, was too small, so they had to sanctify the floor of the Azara, then that has the halacha like the Mizbech itself. And that's where Gemara continues and says, Amar Rava, which culminates that discussion that the Gemara had started in the previous daf, that Maidir Behuda Bedamim, although Rabbi Huda says that the entire courtyard was sanctified, that's only to, let's say, sacrifice and burn the sacrificial parts and the fats of the animal. But for the throwing the blood that a carbon requires, for that, you need to have the Mizbech that you can't do on the floor of the Azar. How do we know this? The Tanya like Linda Brisa. Behuda Aimer, he says, Kais echad hayimimali midam hataravis. One cup of blood that would fill up from all the mixed blood on the floor of the Azara, from all the Karban Pesachs, this is on the 14th of Nisan, when every Jewish person had to have a Karban Pesach slaughtered for him, they would gather from the bloods one cup of the blood that was mixed there on the floor, because there's so much blood there and all the slaughtering of all the animals. V'sheifcha al-gabi mizbeach, and then they would take from that cup and pour and throw it one time on the mizbeach. What was the utility of that? Because let's say if it would happen that one of the bloods of the Karban Pesach from all the millions of people that are coming, that from their blood it spilled out on the floor, which that would make it invalid because a carbon, including Karban Pesach, is only valid if its blood was thrown with its zrika, its hazah, on the Mizbech. So this would come out that now that they're gathering from all the mixed blood, which all the mixed blood is mixed together, and they're throwing it on the Mizbech, it's going to have from this one's carbons, his blood, that's thrown on the Mizbech, and that would be validating it. That was all that Rabbi Huda said is done by Erev Pesach because of that concern. Says the Gemara, says Rava, if you would entertain to say that Savar Behuda Kula Zar Mekacha, like we were saying from his halacha in the previous daf, that for everything Rabbi Huda holds, that the courtyard is sanctified like the Mizbech itself, even regarding the Zrikas Adam. So it's Avidele Mitzvasi. So what do you mean? The mitzvah of the Adam was done already, because the halacha of the Karban Pesach is that just as we poured on the Mizbech, it was poured already when it fell down from the animal onto the floor. So what would be the utility of gathering it together to throw it on the Mizbech? Obviously, says Rava, because for regarding Zrika, there even Rabbi Huda agrees that the Azaris does not have the same halacha, and you need the Mizbeach itself. That the Gemara rejects the proof and says, no, B'delma Mishom Diksav Shvicha Mikaycha Adaminan. No, maybe you're right. You don't need to have the Mizbeach. The Azar is the same thing. But you never had a Shvicha's Dam because it can't just spill passively. You need to actively pour it. And that you didn't have because it just fell down. That's why it's not valid. On that, the Gemara asked back, well, but if that would be the case, then Nishkalei V'Nishpech Le'aduchte. If you're rejecting the proof and saying that even the Azar is valid, so they have to pick it up so that they can do a Shvicha. But why didn't they just pick up and pour back on the floor? If you're saying the floor is just like the Mizbech, why did, according to Yehuda, they have to go and take it to the Mizbech? Obviously proving Rava's point. The Gemara rejects that proof too. It says, no, V'Dilma Mishom De'Be'ina Mitzam in the Mofcha. Maybe because, of course, the primary element of the Avodah is to be done in the Mizbech. Even Rabbi Huda, who says the whole Azar was Mekudesh, is only because, like the Pasuk says, the Mizbech was too small. But primarily, of course, you do it on the Mizbech. It's only after the fact that, there's no other alternative, then you can do it on the floor. And therefore, once we're picking up, of course we're going to do it on the Mizbech, but it could be, the Gemara is rejecting the proof of Rava, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that actually the Zrika's Dam would be valid, not only on the Mizbech, but even on the floor of the Azara, like the Haktaris Emur and the Chalavim of the carbon, and therefore that rejects the proof of Rava, who was saying that, as we answered for Rav, so too he wanted to say, you see the same thing by Rabbi Yehuda. Now, continue on that halacha of Rav that we had discussed from the previous daf. Amar Rabbi Elazar, he says that Mizbeach Shenifka, which that was the halacha of Rav that he was told about if the Mizbeach became deficient regarding that invalidates what's known as Nir V'nitcha. The carbon was valid, it was viable, and then it became rejected, so then it's Nitcha. So too, Rabbi Elazar says regarding if the Mizbeach becomes deficient, Ein Oichlin Beginei Shiur Mincha. So you cannot eat because of it the leftovers of a mincha. A mincha is a kachim. Kachim is the highest level of sanctity of types of kabbanis, a flower offering. If the mizbeach is pogum, you can't eat the leftovers of the mincha, which means they would generally take a kmitza, a fistful, burn it on the mizbeach. Now, the leftovers, if the mizbeach is deficient, you can't eat it. Shnemak says in the Pasuk Meyukar, it says, Ve'chlu matzis etzel mizbeach. You should eat the karban mincha as matzis, as unleavened breads, near the mizbeach. Now the question is, do you think that you could only eat the mincha right near the mizbeach? But the whole is azara, the whole courtyard is kosher for that. Like the pasuk says regarding the mincha, meyukravav matzis te'acha b'makom kaddish. You could eat it as matzis in a holy place, meaning the whole azara, not just near the mizbeach. Ela rather, what does it mean? Bizman shehu shalom lo bizman shehu chaser. It's only if the mizbeach is whole that you could eat it. But even if, let's say, the kmitza was done, you don't actually need the literal mizbeach itself, but you didn't eat the shear mincha and then it became pogum, then you can't eat it anymore. Continues the Gemara, Ashkechan shear mincha. So from this pasuk alone, we would only know that this applies to the leftovers of a flour offering. Kachi kachim and olam. Where do you know that halach is by all kachi kachim, chatas, asham, oila, all those karbanas? Because the pasuk there in describing the mincha, who we just said this halacha of Eitzel HaMizbeach, it calls it kachi kachim. Where therefore we learn that a gezeira shavah to all the other halachas that also say kachi kachim by them, chatas, oila, all them, that they're also going to be invalid to be eaten their parts of the carbon if the mizbeach is pogum. Kachim kalam minolam, minayin, continues the Gemara. How do you know the same thing? Halacha applies also to the low level karbanas, that if let's say you did all the avoidas but you didn't eat it yet, and the mizbeach became pogum, that you can't eat it anymore. So Amar Abaye says, Asi midrashad Rabbi Yisi. You know this from the exposition of Rabbi Yisi. The time like Linda Braisa. Rabbi Yisi er megimel devar. Rabbi Yisi said over three halachas, Mishum, in the name of, as we continue to Tamid Beis, Gimel Zakenim, in the name of three different elders, meaning he said over one thing from each one of these elders. Vizach and Menna, this was one of them, which is as follows. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yachal yalo adam maisa sheni liyushalayim. You would think that a person would bring up the second taif, maisa sheni to Yerushalayim, which the halacha is that every year of the 7 year of the Shemitah cycle, a person has to give maisa rishon, the first taif, and that always goes to Levium. That's 1/10 of his produce. Then after that, there's a second tenth, a second taif, which in the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth years of the 7 year of the Shemitah cycle, that is what's called Maaser Sheni, and the person brings that up to Yerushalayim and he has to eat over there. If he doesn't want to, then he could redeem it out of Yerushalayim, which is then transferring that sanctity onto the money, and then bring the money up to Yerushalayim and consume it over there. The third and the sixth, that's different halacha, that's then instead of the second type that he eats it, that's called Maaser Ani, he gives it to the poor people. Now, in those years that he has Maaser Sheni, so says Rabbi Shmuel, you would think that a person brings up his second tithe to Yerushalayim, v'yechalenin, that he's going to eat it, as it normally is, but bizman hazeh, you would think that the same thing would apply even today's times, even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In other words, there is a halacha, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that there's an obligation of Meiser, which is the halacha of when there's Kedusha Sa'ar, sanctity of the land, where then you have the halachas of agriculture from the Torah, that it applies even today's times. Because he holds Kedusha Sa'aretz Le'batla, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, even though the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed and it was in exile, it's still around. And therefore, a person has to separate Maestris, a tithe from his produce, biblically. Now, on that, Rabbi Shmuel says, so you would think, so since the halacha applies that there's halacha of Maestris even today, that one would bring it up to Yerushalayim, as it always was when the Beis Hamikdash was around, and he could eat it over there without redeeming it. Meaning, it's okay, you can fulfill the obligation of how Maestris Sheni is usually done, even in times of the Beis Hamikdash. The obligation is here, and then fulfillment would be as it always is. However, says Rabbi Shmuel, but Bavadinhu, the logic would tell us that you cannot. Why? Because from the following comparison, Bechor toin havois makom. Bechor, which is the firstborn animal of an animal. So there's halacha that has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. and that's from the Matnas Kahuna, and then it's brought out as a korban over there, and it's eaten over there in Yerushalayim. Now, Umaiser Toin HaBois Makam, and Maiser also has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. Now, make the following comparison. Ma b'char in el b'fnei abayi is just like the firstborn animal. Could only be eaten, is only applicable when the Beis HaMikdash is still around. Now, this is the primary point why we're bringing this in the halacha of Rabbi Shmuel, because this proves this is abayi. He said, oh, how could I show you that Kashrim Kalam has the same halacha of if the Mizbeach is not around or it's deficient that you cannot eat it? That you're seeing from this halacha that we see that b'char, which is Kashrim Kalam, is only b'fnei habayis. So you see, as we're going to explain later on, that's referring to its consumption, even if, let's say, the avodas were done beforehand. But you see, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then they cannot be eaten. So that proves that point, that why we're bringing this in. But we'll continue the statement of Rabbi Shmuel. So he says, just like you find by the firstborn animal that it only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash, af meiser in el b'fnei habayis, so too, the halacha meiser sheni would only apply if there's a Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash, so then you cannot fulfill the obligation of consuming the meiser in Yerushalayim. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to ask, why is it that to Rabbi Shmuel it was so obvious that Bechor cannot be fulfilled b'zman hazeh, and that he's learning out that meiser he wasn't sure about, he's learning from Bechor, why is it so more obvious that Bechor would not apply b'zman hazeh than meiser, which he was in doubt regarding, and was learning out meiser from Bechor. But that's what it is, that's what he's saying. If Bechor has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and you can't do that bezman hazeh because it needs to be a Beis HaMikdash, so then so to Meiser, where it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, you can't fulfill a bezman hazeh. You can redeem it, and then the money, you have to do whatever you do with the sanctified money, and then you could eat the produce, but the produce itself, you cannot fulfill the obligation bezman hazeh when there's no more Beis HaMikdash eating in Yerushalayim. Now, on that, but you would say backwards and say, no, maybe that's a stringency that only applies to Bechor, that you cannot fulfill it, eating it bezman hazeh in Yerushalayim, because ma'ala b'char, you find the stringency by the firstborn animal, shekein noton matan damim ve'emurim l'gabim mizbech. There's a requirement of throwing the blood and the sacrificial parts that go on the mizbech. So yeah, that's why you need to have the Beis HaMikdash and the mizbech, and if it's not around, you can't fulfill it anymore bezman hazeh. In contrast, by Meister Sheni, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash, you just have to eat in Yerushalayim, maybe you could fulfill it bezman hazeh. And that says Rabbi Shmuel, well, Bikurim Yechichu, the first fruits, the seven types of fruits that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, where that will disprove it, where they don't need to have any bloods thrown on the Mizbech, you don't need an altar, and yet you need the Beis HaMikdash, because the Pasuk says, V'hi nichoy lefnei Mizbech, there is one of the procedures of the Bikurim, bringing the first fruits which go to the Kayan, it says that you put it in front of the Mizbech. So you need to have the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that even though it doesn't need a murim and dam lefnei hamizbeach, it still needs the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, that would tell you that so too Meister Shane is going to need the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rabbi Shmuel back, no, but ma'ale bikurim, maybe bikurim is more stringent, shekein tu'in in hanacha. Because ultimately, it still needs placement by the mizbeach, and that's why you need the Beis HaMikdash, because you need to have the mizbeach to put it there. But why would we say the same thing to Meister Shane, which has no requirements regarding the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach, which later on the Gemara is going to ask, if you can't learn that from Bechor directly or from Bikurim, why can't you learn that from a Ma'atzad, from the common denominator of both of them, where they don't need the same things, and yet they have to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and you cannot fulfill it without the Beis HaMikdash, so too Meiser Sheni. But one thing is that we would say that maybe Meiser Sheni actually does not need the Beis HaMikdash, because it's different than Bikurim and Bechor. And maybe you could fulfill it in eating a bezman hazeh in Yerushalayim without redeeming it. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches in Devarim. It says, Vaveisim Shama Eliseichem Begaimer, you should bring over there to Yerushalayim your Karbanas Oila, and the Pasuk continues, and your Zivchechem, your Karbanas, your Maisrei Seichem, your Maiser, and Trumas Yadchem, which is Bikurim, and Nidrechem, and Nidvoseichem, your donations and your vows, Uvachoris Bekarchem, and the firstborn of your cattle, Betzenchem, and of your flock. So Makish Maiser L'Bachar. So the Pasuk is equating, it says Maisrei Seichem, the Alacha of Maiser, to Bechor, to the firstborn animals, where it says, U'Bechoris Bekarchem Etzainchem. So you make the following hekesh. Ma Bechor in El Befnei Abayi is just like the firstborn animal only applies when the Beis HaMikdash is around, like we said, because you have to throw the blood on the Mizbeach, you need the Beis HaMikdash, and if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you cannot fulfill it. Af Meiser in El Befnei Abayi, so then therefore also the Halacha of Meiser only applies to fulfill it if the Beis HaMikdash is around. So although there's an obligation of Meiser, but you would have to separate and be redeemed on something else and then eat the food, but you cannot eat it in Yerushalayim. You cannot fulfill your obligation when there's no Beis HaMikdash around. And that has the Gemara, but as we had mentioned before, ben hadadina. So, but you cannot learn out to say that you cannot fulfill it without the pasuk from either Bechor directly or Bikurim directly. But as the Gemara, but let the logic go back when Nisa b'matzad. Let us learn out from a common denominator of Bechor and Bikurim. What do you need a pasuk for? Say that you could learn that from both of them, that although they don't need the same thing, still this that they have to be brought to Yerushalayim cannot be fulfilled if there's no Beis HaMikdash to for Meiser. Says the Gemara, no, Mishum Deikel Lemifach, because you could refute even the common denominator. Because Malatzad HaShavashim, and what do you find the common denominator from both Bechor and Bikurim? Shekin Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach. There's an element, although it's not the same, but they both have the same thing that they require something regarding the Mizbeach. Bechor requires it because to throw the blood of the carbon on it of the Bechor. And regarding Bikurim, that you have to place it in the Mizbeach. In contrast to Maitzah, that has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach, maybe you would be able to do it in Yerushalayim, even Mizman Hazeh. That's why you need the pasuk to say that, no, you cannot. The Hekesh is telling us that you compare Maitzah to Bechor, and just like Bechor cannot be fulfilled Mizman Hazeh, so too Maitzah. However, now the Gemara asks, Micah Saver, what does this Tana hold, we're bringing from Rabbi Shmuel, that it's so much more obvious to him that the halacha of Bechor does not help Bezman Hazeh more than that of Meiser? As the Gemara asks, what exactly does he hold? In other words, we said regarding Kedusha Sa'aretz, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, that he holds like that opinion that holds that it's even La'asad Lavi, meaning it even applies today after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But that's regarding Kedusha Sa'aretz. The question that's being posed now is regarding the Kedushas of the Beis HaMikdash. That's two different halachas. As the Gemara says, Iksar v'kedusha rishayna, if he holds that the initial sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash was kitchel ashayta v'kitchel asalavai, was sanctified not only for the time that the Beis HaMikdash was actually standing, but it was even for all future time. In other words, just like he holds by kedusha sa'aretz, as we know he holds that because he holds there's an obligation of Meiser, so too he holds that the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is also, even though it's not around anymore. So, but what was his question? His question was, the halacha is that Meiser Sheni has to be eaten what's called Lefnei Elokecha. What does it mean in front of Hashem your God? It means in Yerushalayim, which is the area around the Beis HaMikdash. So the question was, we know the sanctity of Yerushalayim is still around, we know the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael is still around regarding agriculture. We know the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash is still around. Question is Yerushalayim still considered Lefnei Elokecha or not? And that is what Rabbi Shmuel was saying, that we learn out Meiser from Bechor, that just like Bechor, it does not help. So to Meiser doesn't help. But why? If he holds the Kedusha Rishayna is still around, then Afila Bechor Nami, then actually even the firstborn animal should be sacrificed and eaten. Why? Because the one who holds that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is still around, even though the actual edifice, the building is not around, holds that you actually could sacrifice Kabbanis, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, as Gemara says in Megillah. So therefore, Bechor, actually, you should be able to do all the avodas of it, even though the Beis HaMikdash is not there, and eat it in Yerushalayim. So then how are you proving Meiser from Bechor that you cannot eat a Bezman Zeh in Yerushalayim? And the other way, and if this Tana Rabbi Shmuel holds that actually the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was voided, it's not around anymore, the Shekhinah left after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was not sanctified for all time. So then what was the question regarding Meiser? Was, but regarding Meiser, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash. So the question was, is its consumption in Yerushalayim considered still Lefnei Hashem, because it's still Yerushalayim, or not? And that is the Gemara. Then Afilu B'chor Nami Tabei. Then his question should have been even for the firstborn animal too. How so? What do you mean firstborn? The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is not around anymore. It's because, as Rashi explains, you could have said that if the bloods and the fats and the sacrificial parts of the Bechor was sacrificed before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but its meat was not yet eaten, and then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you could still ask the same question. Could you eat in Yerushalayim or not? Why ask it only regarding Meiser and so obvious to Bechor? Why so obvious to Bechor? Consumption, which is what the halacha of Meiser is, and our whole question is about, could be asked regarding Bechor too. Why is it so obvious that Bechor cannot be fulfilled Bezman Hazeh if you already did that Vayda before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? So on that, Ravini answers as follows. La'ilam k'saver la'kitcha. Truth is, this Tana holds that the Beis HaMikdash was not sanctified for all time. It lost its sanctity. It's not like the Beis HaMikdash is around. Now, v'hach over here, that the Tana was resolving his question of Meiser from Bechor, that it was so much more obvious that Bechor does not work Bezman Hazeh. But Meiskin, what are we talking about? We're talking about Bechor by a firstborn animal that doesn't need the Beis HaMikdash, similar to the case of Meiser that we're discussing, which also doesn't need the Beis HaMikdash, only regarding can you eat it in Yerushalayim or not. Which it was obvious to the Tana that by Bechor, it cannot be eaten. Why? The case is talking about Shenizrik Damai, and as obvious that Rashi's case is what the Gemara is talking about over here, which the Gemara already knew before, but the Gemara is qualifying for its answer that Shenizik Dame Koidim Churban Habayis, Bechar Habayis. It's talking about that the blood and the sacrificial parts of the carbon of the Bechar were done before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But Vadain Besarekayim, the meat of the carbon is still around. Now, but then we're back to the question. So, okay, so if the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash is not here, so what's the difference? Why is it so obvious that the meat of Bechar is not going to be valid? Why not? Maybe it should be just like Meister that we had a question regarding. Maybe you could still eat it in Yerushalayim, because you don't need anything about the Mizbeach anymore. You already did all the avodah regarding. You just have to eat the meat. That says the Gemara, but ve'iskish besar l'damai. The meat of the Bechar was compared in the Pasuk of a Hekesh to its blood. Because the Pasuk in Bamidbar Yodchah says, Ves damam tizrik, the blood of the Bechar you have to throw on the Mizbeach, Ves chelbim takter, and its fats you burn, uvisar miyelach, and the meat should be for you, the Kehanim. So we learn out from there that at a time when it's fit to throw the blood, then you could eat the meat. But after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, after the Mizbeach, the altar, is damaged, then you cannot. Which tells us, Madami b'mizbeach, just like the blood needs the Mizbeach, Avbasar b'mizbeach, so to the meat needs the Mizbeach. That's how it was more obvious to the Tana from that Hekesh to tell you that, no, the meat of the Bechar, even if you don't need the Mizbeach anymore, you still need the Mizbeach. It's because it's just like Dam, and therefore it's not going to be valid. And that's how V'asi Meister b'yolfim b'Bechar, and that's how we learn Meister from Bechar, where, yeah, Meister doesn't need the Beis HaMikdash. We just wanted to know, is it still Lefnei Elikecha? And that was saying that, no, you see, by Bechar you cannot eat the meat, which although it doesn't need the Mizbeach anymore, and although Bechar needs Havos Makom, it's eaten in Yerushalayim, you cannot do that Bezman Hazeh anymore. So to Meister you cannot do anymore Bezman Hazeh. Now on that, as the Gemara, but V'chidavar, is it possible that you have something, meaning the meat of the Bechar, Halamed Behekesh, which in itself is learned out from Hekesh, as the Pasuk compared it to the blood of the Bechar, Chayzim Lam Behekesh, now it goes and teaches through Hekesh to something else regarding the Maisa, that it also is not going to be valid Bezman Hazeh by Havos Makom to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But we know there's a klal regarding Kadshim, that something that's learned out from a Hekesh cannot go and teach something else, that halacha regarding a Hekesh. And that says the Gemara, no, Maisa Dugan Chulinhu. The type of the grain is not considered Kadshim, it's unconsecrated produce. It's eaten by the person himself. It's Maisur Sheni. That is no problem. The halacha of Eina Chayzim Lam Behekesh is only regarding Kachim. That is the Gemara. That answer only works well. Hanich Lamandam Basalam Razlina. That's good according to the one who says that the primary critical element about if it's regarding Kachim or Chulin is regarding to the thing you're learning to, not from. And since the thing you're learning to is Chulin, so that's not going to be a problem of learning from a Hekesh and then teaching that same thing to a Hekesh to something else. But according to the one that says you go based on primary who the teacher is. So then, Michael, what are you going to be able to say? Here, what you're teaching from is Kachin, which is the meat of the Bechar, which it itself was learned from the down of the Bechar. Then you cannot go and teach to something else, even if it's Chulin. So what are you going to say over there? So the Gemara, Damu Basar Chadim Nelsi. It's still not a problem because really it's not something that's learned out from a Hekesh because the meat and the blood is the same thing. It's all element of the carbon itself. We're not going to qualify it as learning out from something else as a Hekesh and then learning to something else that of a Meiser because the blood and the meat is the same thing. Although we only know it from the Pasuk, but it's not considered Dav Alam of a Hekesh and therefore it's like it's in the element itself, like the blood itself, and therefore you can learn directly to that of the Meiser. It's not considered Chayzum Alam of a Hekesh. Now, again, that's one thing that Abaye had been telling us, that this halacha that we started off by saying that we know from a mincha that if the mizbeach shenifkam, you cannot eat the shear mincha. And then we said by kachem kachem from Gzeira Shava, so to kachem kalam, that you see from this halacha that Bechayr, which teaches us regarding Meister 2, that it's kachem kalam and cannot be eaten bezman hazeh when there's no mizbeach, which seemingly we said you should have the same question by Bechayr, and we said no, because we know it from the dam of the Bechar, which most definitely needs the Mizbeach, has to be thrown on there. So too, that tells us that the meat of the Bechar, which is Kachem Kalam, cannot be eaten if there's the Nomor Mizbeach around. That tells us that halacha from Midrash to Rabbi Yosi.